With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Give it to me!
Hello, everyone. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
And welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where the hits keep coming and so do the things. We're just looking around. We're making keen observations. We're shouting at Siri to make a note that at 2 p.m. on Friday, this thing, by God, shall be officially certified as a thing.
Hits keep coming and they don't stop coming.
And to the myth, and the myth, and I'm running.
Hit the ground running.
That's the only part anyone knows exactly. Did it make sense? Dang it. Why would you do this to me?
Only patrons who join in the Discord live know that they get a little DJ session before we go live. So, yeah, you know.
It's really true.
You might have heard Cheap Trick, I Want You to Want Me today.
Just saying, if you feel like, you know, becoming a patron of the show and joining our Discord, we'd love to have you. We'd love to have you.
We do. Mm-hmm. You're the best. In fact, we love our audience so much, we're putting them in charge of my side of the show from now on. My first thing is just being so horribly wrong about Among Us. Last week, when Rich was filling in, we had another email about Among Us, and I admitted, I was like, well, I wasn't saying it wasn't a thing, but it certainly seems to be a thing, so good job, Manny. By this week, it was like hilarious how even after that, it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Manny, you're a prophet. At a time I was projecting. That's what I was doing. I was taking what I try to do for my own biases, which is like, maybe I think this is a thing just because I'm into it, right? Like, Utz barbecue potato chips I'm eating all the time. Doesn't mean it's a thing. It's just me. And I was projecting that on Manny, and I was wrong. I was so wrong.
Aww. You know, that's really big of you.
Do not feel sorry for me. This is fine. Big of you. I'm happy. Yep.
Yeah. Well, so my first thing is so incontrovertibly a thing that no one around me can stop talking about it. And it's Among Us.
Hold on.
Seriously.
Touché, Molly Wood.
I'm literally just letting nature run its course.
Sure,
and actually, Manny gets a huge shout out, double shout out, because this is the point in its thingness where it suddenly becomes so much of a thing that I can't even ignore it. Like, my child is talking about it. He's obsessed with it. He made me play like 30 games last night. He keeps calling things sus. I keep seeing it pop up. All of the things that were in Manny's email, if I had just been following the course of nature, ignoring all other inputs, this is the week that I would have been like, dude. Yeah.
That you Among saw Taylor Us, Lorenz write a column about it.
Seriously, is a freaking thing.
That's when I collapsed, when I saw it show up in the New York Times. I was like, okay, now you're just rubbing it in. Like, last week I was like, oh, you know, Manny was right. It is a thing. Now it's like a gargantuan thing. It's an uber thing.
Is an ur thing. And I am here to tell you, it's very fun.
Yeah.
It's very fun. And I was so delighted to, you know, there's my kid showing me how to play it. And he's like, oh, you got to type that they're sus. And I was like, I know.
I already know that's sus.
But the funny part is that I wasn't here last week, as you know. And so I had sort of forgotten just a tiny bit, which, you know, happens sometimes. Like, dog is down here. I'm so sorry. I failed to close the door and the dog is like scratching himself and
welcome to the show, dog.
Seriously, dog. I had vaguely forgotten. That's why I put it in, not just to troll you, although that was super worth it. but I had sort of forgotten. I knew that there was like an email about a thing that Tom was wrong about and whatever. But then all of a sudden, my son starts talking this past weekend, like, oh, are you playing Among Us? It's so awesome. I downloaded it and you got to try it and doodly doodly. And he keeps on talking about it. And then he was like, you know, on a spaceship, and then you call, and it took so long for the dots to be connected that's why I finally was like, oh, this thing, that is a super thing. And then right after that conversation was when this New York Times column dropped that was basically like, yeah, turns out everyone's playing this.
Fortnite, what?
Yeah.
Mine, it, who?
Right, because it's like a whole, I mean, I haven't done any of the voice chat channels and the servers and the whatever, but it is really fun.
Do you think NBC will come out with a family drama called This Is Sus?
Wow. Wow, man. Sure. Maybe. Uh-huh. That's a great call, Tom.
That's what I've reduced to, Molly, by this entire situation.
Oh, my God. I love the Discord just being like, oh, honey. Good one. Anyway, it's remarkable. Turns out, Among Us.
Yeah, Among Us.
It's a thing.
It's been Among Us for weeks now.
And if only we had known.
Let's return to the land of our own things.
Shall we? Yes.
Man, and this is another one that has been building. You know, this has been there for a little while. But the backlash, and I think it might be a little bit of a faux backlash, against the Taco Bell removal of Mexican pizza is mounting. There is a change.org petition. There is a movement. There is a Twitter campaign, a Facebook campaign. It is not only the Mexican pizza they are removing. They are also removing pico de gallo from the menu, which seems odd.
Fine.
Not so much the rallying for the pico de gallo, though. It's really for the Mexican pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I could not be more on board with this movement. Sign me up. Get me a sticker. Get me a yard sign. I can't, you know, I can't be like super.
Oh, I totally
about
want a yard sign. That's great.
Do you think there's a yard sign? I will buy the crap out of that this
Come
second
on
the show in real time. Save the Mexican pizza. It has over it only has 17,000 signatures on change.org. Friends, join me. This. Oh, no. Okay. Thank God. That was at the time of the writing. It's now up to 124,000.
This post is a little older. Yeah.
I am not going to lie. I straight up ordered Taco Bell delivery on the day that the news about the Mexican pizza came out. It's my favorite. I was upset about the double decker taco. That hurt. But the Mexican pizza, I will not stand for this. I will not.
Here's my ray of hope.
Yeah.
Taco Bell, for a long time, has had a secret menu. The Mexi Melt comes and goes, but you can always order it, even if it's not on the menu, because they have the things to make it.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure the Mexican pizza is just made of the things they use to make other things.
Well, everything in Taco Bell is,
exactly, right? So them taking it off the menu feels like maybe it's a ploy so they can bring it back.
I don't know.
Why would they stop making it? Like if they take it off the menu and I go in and say, can I have a Mexican pizza? 2-1 odds. They'll be like, oh yeah, no problem.
I just signed it.
Oh yeah. Definitely signed the petition though. Just in case.
So
I'm
upset.
Wrong.
So upset. You're totally right though. It is really interesting because I saw some outcry over the double decker pizza. You know, I mean, I do feel like in some ways Taco Bell probably does this to get you to want to go to Taco Bell. And whatever their other reasons are, but it's really, people are not taking this lying down in the midst of so many potential distractions. We will not let the Mexican pizza go quietly into that dark night.
If the Doritos Locos tacos were going away, I'd believe it because those are specially made shells. If you don't have the Doritos Locos shell, you can't make a Doritos Locos. But a Mexican pizza, they're not taking any of these elements off of the menu, are they? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I guess pico de gallo is going away, but they don't make the Mexican pizza with pico de gallo as far as I know.
They put those weird little tomatoes on top, but I always ask for no tomatoes.
Yeah. Also, they're gonna have tomatoes.
They won't make enchiladas
anymore, says Labrat. What?
What is the point even? As producer Rich put it in the Discord, we have so little.
It's about respect.
It's about respect. Well, if I can't get a Mexican pizza anymore, I guess I'm just going to have to cook at home.
How are you going to do that?
And if I'm cooking at home, then by God, I'm going to cook in the style of Selena Gomez.
And why wouldn't you? She's a national treasure.
She's a national treasure, and she's impressed everyone and made a whole entire thing out of the rainbow knife. A knife, a regular old knife that you would otherwise use for cooking, but it has a rainbow blade. So the one, so apparently she has this cooking series, and it became a, and then this one specific kind became a thing. She's got that, the Selena Plus Chef on HBO Max, and she uses these rainbow titanium cutlery knives from Marco Almond that are, it's, I mean, it sounds kind of, the way it was described to me was that everybody was like, oh my God, these knives look so cool. And then they started using them. They were like, whoa, these are terrible. Cause it's like $50 for the whole set, which if you're into knives, you will know is not very much for a whole set of knives.
Yeah. These are Daiso level knives from the looks of them, right? Like they're cool looking, but they're not high quality,
but they're not like big old chef's knives. But apparently then people have just been like sharpening them up to use them chef style.
Okay.
And then what I've noticed on Instagram since then, especially the Instagrammers who make like fancy cute cakes and cupcakes, is these Tomodachi knives that are titanium and have a rainbow blade. And I love them. They're totally beautiful. And they have different colored handles and rainbow blades. But I'm just going to say that the fact that I have now seen the Tomodachi knives on Instagram and the rainbow knives were, this was a whole thing that was recounted to me about Selena Gomez and her rainbow knives, means that rainbow blades, which I had never seen before, are a thing. And I kind of want them.
Even though you know they're not going to be very good. You want them anyway. Yeah.
Totally. I want the titanium ones. I want the Tomodachi ones.
Yeah, don't get
$46
the ones from Selena Gomez are dishwasher safe.
Yeah, dishwasher safe is not what you're looking for in a knife, actually.
Hilariously, the link from MSN.com goes out to an Amazon listing, which shows the knife resting on a strawberry. Like, it might be perspective, but it looks it's just sitting on the strawberry.
Like, it failed to cut it.
Like, it should be cutting that, honestly.
Like, a good knife would just slip right through that butter.
Yeah, it would just slice right through that thing.
This was just sitting on top. That is a really weird Photoshop, too, because they've kind of, like, photoshopped the reflection. Now I can't stop looking at it, yeah. But I'm sure the Tomodachi ones are really good knives.
They're $46.
$46 for five.
At least they're titanium.
Yes.
At least there's that.
Yeah. There's a review on Walmart that says they are so sharp, I sliced a grape into paper-thin slices.
So they come sharp. Okay. That's good.
Yeah. They arrive. Exactly. They arrive sharp.
And if they're titanium, they should.
I'm here for it. Pretty knives. Let's do this.
I bet it's the handles that make them cheap.
Oh, it probably is. Yeah. It does seem very, very inexpensive. We're such, like, so many knife snobs here in the Discord. Everybody's like, ooh, I don't know. But look how pretty they are. I'm into it. You can sharpen anything, says Shara Marie in the Discord. I, too, have been a knife snob, but now I just want them to be pretty.
I think the other ones are being sharpened on that strawberry there.
Snob.
I'm totally a knife snob. I have my woo stuff. I'm fine with that.
I know, me too. I was a knife snob until I saw that I could get rainbow, and then I could cut my purple cupcake with the purple one, and my orange cupcake with the orange one, and my green cupcake with the green one. These are all things I saw on Instagram.
They're pretty like Selena.
Mm-hmm.
That's
love
why
it.
People want them. It's not lost on me that there's an amount of suggestion in just seeing stuff that makes you want it.
Oh yeah,
like people are like, advertising doesn't work on me. I'm like, it does. You're just not realizing that you bought that 12 pack of Utz potato chips because you kept seeing the Utz sign in the outfield during the baseball playoffs, Tom.
Nice. I know. And then I just want these because I keep seeing them cutting cute cupcakes. And what I really want is the skills to make the cute cupcakes.
Exactly. You want that experience, right? Yeah. You want to be able to be like, yeah, I'll make cute cupcakes. I'm just as good as Selena Gomez.
And they'll be amazing. And they'll be decorated like little monsters, which I will accomplish perfectly as long as I have that knife. I won't. I can't do that. I don't even know how they do it. I don't even have one of those.
I believe in you.
Decorating dealies.
You'll get the better knives and then you'll make better cupcakes. Why do you need knives for the cupcakes again?
Stop it with the actual point. Stop.
Sorry. I got distracted. Yeah.
Feedback. All right. Tell us if
let's move on to the feedback.
Us if you two are excellent at cutting cupcakes with way too sharp knives. Feedback@itsathing.me.
Fordo is getting stock tips from the show.
Great.
Which means that we have to say our show is not meant to be financial advice. We are not investors, nor are we providing actual financial advice in any way. Please consult. Of things is no prediction of future guarantee of future performance. However, says, I would not have even noticed this article today had you all not informed me of Roblox's thingness a few months ago, and now I'm looking at it as a possible investment for my gaming basket of stocks. Havala, that's Croatian for thanks. IAT. And it's a morningbrew.com article about Roblox confidentially filing for an IPO.
Yeah, which... who knew? Apparently, I actually am so embarrassed to say that I didn't know this until her email showed up in our inboxes, which I think was like a day or two later, but still.
Well, and she's in Croatia, so she's ahead of you. Of course, she's going to know this first.
Right. She lives in the future right now. I mean, I can't give stock tips, but it is a thing. Gayla wrote in with some other things. Hi, Tom, Molly, and Rich. I live in New England and have observed two things getting super popular.
I agree with you. Oh, sorry.
Buy stock. Buy. Sell. The first thing she says is a baby carrier backpack. This looks a little like a hiking backpack and has a seat for a baby or toddler directly behind the person's shoulders. A lot of them come with a canopy that goes over the little one's head for sun protection. I'm seeing these not just near hiking spots, but also around parks, playgrounds, anywhere you might want an alternative to a stroller.
Huh.
The second thing, says Gayla, is angry eyes for Jeeps.
Oh, yeah.
This is an accessory for Jeep owners to modify their car's grills and headlights to look like an angry face. I'm seeing these everywhere lately. Curious if either of them are showing up in your neck of the woods.
I feel like, and I may be misremembering, I feel like we talked about the angry eyes at some point.
I know. I sort of feel that way, too.
Maybe it was even on the proto It's a Thing, like, years ago.
Maybe. But it's interesting that they're maybe making a comeback or showing up in New England. Fascinating. Mm-hmm. You know what I think it is? It's probably... the fact that she's seeing angry eyes everywhere on Jeeps is because she's seeing Jeeps everywhere.
Jeeps everywhere, yeah.
Because Jeeps are a thing, and apparently maybe they come with the angry eyes. The baby backpack, that's been around.
Has it?
Maybe
like
more people are...
it's like a Super Bjorn.
It is like a Super Bjorn, yeah. It's not an uncommon thing, but I'm curious as to why it might be more prevalent now. Maybe just because of the time of year, or people are like home with their babies more and trying to entertain them and get them out of the house. Don't know. Or maybe there's like a new model that everybody bought. Like, you know, when the slings came out and everybody bought the same sling.
Reading this, I would have thought, oh, it's like a Bjorn. But the more I read, I was like, oh, it's more than a Bjorn. Maybe this is even more than, like, maybe they just keep getting fancier and fancier or something.
Probably. That's how they get you.
Yep.
Yep.
Now for an email on Q. Don't worry. It's Taiwanese Q. Q is what you call something yummy chewy in Chinese. It's famously a big thing in Taiwanese cooking. And Molly, all caps, you need to go to Taiwan and eat everything there. Your professor of Chinese language and literature, Dave Hull.
That is amazing. And also, I think I know the foods that they're talking about that are Q.
That are Q?
They're saying it's, you know, if in Italy you have al dente, and then in Taiwan you have Q, and it's sort of like a springy, soft, and elastic, like those bean paste chewy, like, I love, okay, this is working for me, or like tapioca pearls, certain kinds of starch. I know, well, this explains why they just have a letter to describe it, because I was about to say, I know exactly the texture you're talking about, and I can't think of the words for it.
Yeah. I'm thinking of like those mochi that always have the bean paste inside, little bean cake.
And there's that special kind of chewiness, bounciness.
Yeah. And if you know you want to eat it, but you can't eat it right now. You're going to eat it a little later. You'd say, there's QAnon.
Here we go. Here we freaking go. There's QAnon. I do not want to laugh at that. I am mad. I resent the laughter coming out of my own face right now. I can't stop face. It, but I'm mad about it.
I made Molly hate her face. Oh, my God.
Oh, sweet Jesus. All right, I'm moving on. Alan writes in on English spelling reform, because everyone agrees that this is so annoying. While I share the same frustration as everyone else with the gap between English spelling and pronunciation, I don't think spelling reform is particularly feasible. The main issue I have is whose pronunciation do you use? RP, Standard American, whatever that is, Australian, Mancunian. Huge proportions of some countries don't have different sounds for D and a TH. Do we keep the TH in the new spelling? Do we resurrect the U and L? These are characters, and I don't know how I should pronounce them. Do we keep the L in solder, as Brits would prefer, solder, or do we discard it, as Americans often do when discussing it? I don't think we have a common enough basis to be worth the effort. And unless you're going to do a massive translation of all our existing texts into Newspeak, students are going to need to learn the old spellings at some point anyway. Fine.
First of all, Alan.
I love our fans. Wow.
I wasn't. Wow. As nearly as serious as your email response is. No, totally. So I don't even know where to go. I was just kind of being silly. So you make a good point, though, that I hadn't really thought of because I hadn't thought of it very much, which is, yeah, we don't even say the words the same way. Like, even within the same countries, sometimes you don't say the words the same way.
I saw somebody tweet something the other day, like, don't you think blah, blah, blah? And then all these people jumped in and they were like, well, actually, what are you going to do about the L and solder and the U and the blue? And he was like, I regret everything about this, which I think is you right now. I think we can safely say that's you right now.
Yeah. Never make jokes. Now I know.
Never
stick
make jokes
to bad puns, because at least you know what the reaction will be.
That's your jam. That's your jam.
Louis on pastels. Hi, Molly and Tom. Big fan since the BOL days. Ah, thanks. The comment about pastels was so spot on. I had to mention that those new Google speakers were the exact same colors as the new iPad lineup released a few weeks before, attached for reference. Well, yeah, they certainly are. Related, I'm not sure if you've seen the Bloomberg articles on Blands, essentially about all these new direct-to-consumer brands that follow the same aesthetic, naming conventions, marketing tactics, etc. Think Quip, Warby Parker, Allbirds, etc. As they put it, visually, Blands are simple, neutral, and flat. The palette is plain and pastel.
Ah, dude.
Totally nailed it. Anyway, pastels are totally a thing, says Louis.
Oh my God, you completely nailed it. And this article is so on point. It is exactly what you were saying. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. This is good enough that you earn some points back from that Among Us situation.
Yeah, I think I'm at least partway out of the hole.
Yeah,
thanks to pastels. Well, and the new iPhones even have a pastel-y kind of feel to them as well. Yeah, so
the
there you
Blands.
Go.
That's incredible.
Thank you,
I love it.
Pastels for saving my credibility.
Phew. And now it's the greatest time of the show. Wah, wah, wah! It's the part of the show where we honor you, the patrons who support us at the shout out level. Everybody who supports the show at patreon.com/itsathing is a damn hero. But today, it's a little more literal for those of you in the shout out tier.
Yes, when you say big damn hero, I think very fine hats and Firefly. But today's shout outs are inspired by extraordinarily lazy Masters of the Universe He-Man character names.
Shall we begin?
Let's.
Thank you so much to Lee Snout Spout Price,
Kevin Tiger Sill,
Eric Clamp Champ Duncan,
Jake Man E Faces Woods, whoa,
Gabrielle Mechanic Cohen,
Brad Cyclone with a K, Sparks also with a K,
also with an S, Louis Saint Moss Man,
Andrew Extendar Wyatt.
And
I'm glad you
and
got
my
that
apologies
one.
In advance to Mike Fisto Akins.
Oh, remember, folks, the extraordinarily lazy applies to the actual He-Man character names, not to our producer, Rich.
No, no.
Who puts in the work to find these amazing gems.
This is unbelievable.
So good.
You should know that Tiger is spelled T-Y hyphen G-R-R-R.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Cyclone is spelled S-Y hyphen K-L-O-N-E. These are amazing.
Yeah, this is incredible. He-Man.
Many faces. Mechanek with a K. That's right.
M-E-K-A-N-E-C. Though. They could have just dropped the C, but no. They decided to spell that one right. Yeah.
Wow. This makes me want to go look up action figures on eBay.
Yeah, it kind of does, doesn't it? Well, folks, what can we say except thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We are so grateful for your support, for your emails, for the fact that we get to hang out with you every Friday. You too can become a member, like I said. If it's a thing, you'll get our Discord where you can chat live with your fellow patrons, an ad-free RSS feed, and of course, much, much more. Patreon.com/itsathing, and thank you for everybody
Don't
who supports the show.
Don't forget that email address, feedback@itsathing.me.
Do not. We need to know what you're buying this week. See you next time.
Bye.
Hey, now.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.